What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I wanted to tell you about my new podcast, Club Shay Shay, where we always do something before two something. Each week, I sit down with a guest for a drink and conversation, and as host and proprietor of Club Shay Shay, I welcome in esteemed guests such as Snoop Dogg, Floyd Money Mayweather, LeVar Ball, Isaiah Thomas, just to mention a few. Whether I'm talking to an athlete, a musician, an actor, or a lifelong friend, Club Shay Shay is a place where people share inspiring and motivational stories about their journeys to prominence. The new episode drops every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Club Shay Shay now and make sure you never miss a new episode. Now back to Undisputed.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
So get this, the Cowboys released a hype video on social media looking ahead to the 2021 season. It was quickly pointed out that Dak Prescott, who has yet to sign a long-term deal, was not included at any point during the 32-second clip. Social media also went into a frenzy when Dak followed, then unfollowed, the Washington football team on Instagram. Who notices this stuff? Shannon, are these big deals or not big deals?
He's starting it off early 2021. Uh-oh. You know, 2021 starting off like 2020 for you, Skip Bayless.
Yeah, yeah.
Skip, Cowboy, you need to be ashamed of yourself. Mm. Skip, let me ask you a question. How you going to do an Undisputed promo, just Skip, no Shannon?
Look at that. Did we try that?
Hey, Skip, that was just a little oversight.
Yeah, it's oversight. Yeah.
Skip, you know how much time teams put into videos like this. This is not something that you just willy-nilly throw up.
Nope.
A lot of... Skip, the quarterback, okay, if it's an offensive lineman, so be it. How the Rams gonna release a hype video with no Aaron Donald, no Jalen Ramsey? Huh? You take any team, the quarterback's gonna be in it, Skip, just by the nature of the position.
I agree.
Ain't even gotta be good. He gonna be in a hype video.
Yep.
If you're talking about for the 2021 season, he gonna be back. Now, he ain't gonna be back, he probably gonna be in it.
Yep.
Cowboys, you'd have just come out better, not even releasing the video, or just putting Dak in the video, and when if he doesn't sign, just take him out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's buying this, Skip. This is not no just an oversight. You don't oversight your quarterback. You don't oversight arguably your best player on the team when you're releasing a hype video to try to, because obviously this is for the season ticket holders and things of that nature want people to buy a package of your tickets. Mm-hmm. That's not how it happens, Skip Bayless. Boy, y'all in for trouble, Skip. Mm-hmm. You know, Skip, you know what? I want to gloat, but I can't because I know as happy as you are about winning Super Bowl, you know where this is headed.
Yep.
You're headed down the same road in 2021.
Same
you
road.
Were traveling down in 2020.
Yep. Back to Ginny's question. This is a huge deal. It's a big, bad, ugly mess
it
of
is.
A deal. That's what it is. It's bad blood now on both sides. It's what I've thought for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have a sad end to it.
It is.
A sorry end to it. Because, to your point, a hype video, it even had a quick shot of some, like, third-string fullback I'd never heard of working out. What? And then one of the executives tweeted, it was just an oversight, trust me. No, I don't trust you.
No,
sorry.
I don't. Sorry.
Maybe if Jerry had, on his radio gig, had said, look, we just screwed up, maybe I'd almost believe that, but just almost. And now let's look at the other side of this. Dak Prescott, for a fact, followed and unfollowed your historical arch rival within the NFC East, the Washington now football team, who used to be that nickname that I grew up with.
Right.
And it was the game. Twice a year, every year.
Right.
The game.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one everybody circled twice on the schedule, home and away. Well, you don't do that unless you're trying to send a message to Jerry Jones. Well, you dare me. Maybe I'll go there. They need a quarterback.
Right.
Okay.
He already went with your rival. You with Coors, he with Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah. And what really just burns me about this is, you know that Jerry feels empowered now because of what just happened to Jared Goff and what is happening to Carson Wentz.
Correct.
Because one just got traded, and the other one, it sounds like, is imminent to be traded. Yeah. He is on the block, on the edge of the block. He's about to fall off the trade block into another team's locker room.
Yes.
And it's pretty shocking on both counts because those two teams did give in and give those guys money quickly.
Right.
When their windows opened, they both got their money.
Right.
So both teams are facing huge amounts of dead cap money.
Mm-hmm.
And yet both blew up in their faces for different reasons. We arms folded right now saying, I told you so. You can't overreact to these things. And what have I said about Dak Prescott from the start? I am his biggest fan, but I will tell you this. I am a bigger fan of the Dallas Cowboys than I am of Dak Prescott. So I want the right thing to happen in the right way for the right amount of money. And I keep telling you, it's what have you done for me kind of lately, because over his last 17 starts, Dak Prescott is 6-11. That's not all his fault. That has something to do with the bad defense and beat up offensive line. Mm-hmm. But still, 6-11, and we've been through it. Down the stretch last year in the last 13 games, you gave him 7 Fs for his performance. Okay, I got it. Jerry got it. But remember, it got reported by Charles Robinson of Yahoo that after the first 3 games, remember, Jerry said publicly after the opening game, we're going back a year ago, we are imminent to have a deal done. Mm-hmm. Well, that means they agreed verbally on the money.
Right.
They got to cross the T's and dot the I's. And then, again, to Charles Robinson, he said after those first 3, and you said there was garbage opponents, and they were bad teams, Dak put up huge numbers, and yet the number that he was asking for suddenly got huger. And once you do that to Jerry Jones, jerk that rug out from under him in any kind of a negotiation, you got problems because he doesn't get mad. He's going to get even.
Well, Skip, Dak is in a great position because he knows there are a lot of teams out there that's looking for a quarterback.
Okay, I'm sure
he says, okay, Jerry can just solve this problem. He can just let him walk and go into the market and get you another quarterback. Let that one walk. Give up first-round draft picks. Go get you a quarterback and let somebody else pay him.
Well, I'm starting to think maybe he's on the trading block and we don't know it yet.
He can't. He's a free agent. You can't trade him.
Well, can you do it before the tag?
He would have to sign the franchise tag.
He would have to sign the tag. Okay,
right.
So the window opens on, let me get this
third day of the new year.
Okay, it's February 23rd, and then you have until March the 9th to re-tag him, which would be the $38 million tag. But to your point, he would have to accept the tag.
Right.
Okay. Well, maybe if there was some deal worked out, maybe that he knew about, maybe he would accept it. Okay, I'm going to go there for this.
Right.
But obviously,
You know why? He said, why would I accept the trade to help y'all so y'all can get draft picks? No,
maybe not.
Just release me.
Okay.
Because clearly you don't think I can play. So how about
this? Obviously it's impossible to release Dak Prescott because your option is Andy Dalton.
Why do you care? Mm. He can't play. You don't believe in him. Mm. So it does not matter whether you have a replacement. You don't believe in him. Skip, don't worry about what I do if I'm going to go find somebody else.
Mm.
You don't want me, so why do you care if I find somebody else?
No, they want him, but not at Mahomes or Deshaun money.
Skip, I told you. He would not. The days of the 30, the $40 million, it's 40 now. It's 40.
Okay. Does he deserve $40 million? Is he worth $40 million? You would say a big fat no.
A big fat yes.
Yeah, well, you would
because
say you want my cap wrecked.
No, Skip. Here's the thing, Skip.
You want to happen to me what happened to the Eagles and the Rams.
You had an opportunity, Skip. You cannot, Skip, you got to realize Dak was a what, third round pick?
Fourth
round pick. He didn't get the $30-plus million guaranteed at Goff. He didn't get the $28 million guaranteed that Carson Wentz.
No.
And
they were top. That's first pick in the draft and the second pick.
So, Skip, here's the thing. They had 2 years left on their deal.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. As soon as the window opened, their team said, yes.
And Jerry said, Dak, I'm going to have you play this thing out.
Yep.
Now you make me play it out. Now you want me to give you a discount. Huh?
Hmm.
Under what pretense do you think that's acceptable for me?
I believe Jerry offered him what he thought he was worth. And again, there is the hometown, home team, America's team discount because Dak has a bunch of national TV commercials, including the one for, what is it, Sleep Number that's like every other commercial.
Yeah, I like that. I need to get me one of them. Skip, hold on.
I got me one of them.
What Jerry think is fair and what Dak think is fair, because I'm providing the service. See, my service, you know, what I'm worth is not based on what you can pay. Mm. So, look at this. This is my Savannah State. I might think this thing worth $500,000-$600,000. Somebody say, man, that ain't nothing but old $20 mask. Mm. Well, to you, Dak said
$20 mask?
Yeah, that's what they might say.
Like I think a $4 mask.
No, don't do that, Skip. Don't try to sell my school short. But anyway, Skip, Jerry Jones, Skip, you can't say after they've given these other guys big long-term deal, oh, we want you to give us a discount. I would have given you a discount, Skip, had you come to me earlier.
Okay, but here's the downside to everything you're suggesting. What if they give him 40-plus million for what's he want? 4 years.
He wants
4 versus 5.
Oh, yeah, 160.
Okay, so what if that's a done deal?
Okay.
And then we go into next year, and all of a sudden, Dak keeps playing like he did 2 years ago, and Shannon keeps coming in here every Monday saying, F.
What if he, hold on.
And Jerry's up there, and I'm sitting here saying, he can't live up to 40 million.
What if he does what Jerry Goff did in 2018? Mm-hmm. Take your team to the Super Bowl. What if he does what Wentz was doing, taking your team to the Super Bowl? Will it be worth it? You said if Jerry got to the Super Bowl, you said it'd be worth it.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
You're going to guarantee that?
Hey, you know, you got main man Mike McCarthy. He should guarantee
you've
that.
You've never liked Dak Prescott.
I do like Dak.
No, you do not.
Yeah, I do like Dak.
You've been down on him for 4 years.
No. I've not been down on him.
He's dinking Dak.
He was. Yep. But I'm just not going to let you hype him up and put him in Mahomes and Deshaun and all those other categories.
That's the point. Yeah. And I agree. I still love him. I hate that this is happening. And I think the bad blood is on both sides because they're both taking pot shots at each other.
But, Skip, here's the thing. You can't ask a guy to play his contract to the complete end and expect him to give you a discount that the other guys gave their team with 2 years remaining on their deal. Mm. They gave them long-term security when they didn't have to. Now you're not giving me long-term security. You try to make me basically sign a 1 year. No. Okay. You don't get the terms you want and the money you want.
You got me one way, and that is Jerry didn't head this off at the pass a year earlier.
Thank you.
Where he would say, hey, whatever that deal on the table was that you said was fair.
Yes, a year earlier is done deal.
36,
yes,
whatever
it's a done deal, Skip.
Yeah, okay. Then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, we would not have.
And he might still be thinking, gee, I'm underpaid considering what the market exploded into.
Oh, too bad. You decided now. I got you now.
But still, I don't know how much he makes off the field, but he's got a bunch of commercials. I think by last count, last year he had a dozen national commercials.
Guess what, Skip? I don't worry about all your endorsements. I don't worry about what Pepsi and what Coors Light and all AT&T and all this. Why you count my pockets?
Okay.
Why you pocket watching over there?
But if you're Buffalo's quarterback, are you going to get those deals?
How much you think Josh Allen's about to get?
I don't know. You're going to get national TV commercials? I don't see one.
How much you want to bet Josh Allen get 40-plus?
Okay, well, that's fine. But you're just talking about salary. I'm talking about national TV endorsement commercials. Oh, okay. Well, but you do
I got to supplement my income, Skip.
Yeah, he won't undo his.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
You're just rooting against my salary cap to be wrecked by all this. Skip. And it's heading toward disaster because it's either going to be wrecked by Dak Prescott or not going to have a quarterback.
I feel very comfortable. As long as Jones is in charge of the Cowboys, I feel very comfortable sitting over here that you're not going to go very far.
Well, that's going to happen the rest of our lives, however long they are.
Well, I feel very comfortable. Yeah. So,
because if it's not Steven, it's going to be Jerry Jr. If it's not Jerry Jr., it's going to be Charlotte. Yep.
And then maybe the grandkids.
Kid who was the star quarterback at Highland Park High School. He's at Arkansas now.
Right.
So, Steven's son.
But Skip, this is a huge deal.
It's a huge deal.
You got a hype video and the quarterback ain't in it.
God, this is getting petty.
Dak noticed
petty.
That video and thought, what am I missing here?
Yeah,
I would take offense to that. Jeez.
Yes.
And if you guys do commercials without me anymore, I will continue to be upset about that. So, just so you guys know,
when it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place. Whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo. is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids. Just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com, reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com. No
mercy. Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called The People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness. Or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
Tampa Bay versus Kansas City. Gronkowski, he's going to score a touchdown. Holy guacamole. Rob Gronkowski's got two today. Is it a touchdown? Yes. Tony O. Brown. Leonard Fournette takes it to the house. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Bucks win. Bucks win. Bucks win the Super Bowl.
Wow. Love watching it back every single time. Well, Tom Brady not only continues to write the record books with his 7th ring, but also the path that got him to New Orleans and Green Bay before reaching the big game. And including the Super Bowl, Brady defeated Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes, all former Super Bowl MVPs. So, Shannon, when you look at it that way, was this Brady's toughest road to a ring?
I don't believe so, Skip. I believe this probably was his easiest path for the simple fact, Skip, he brought it. I believe, and maybe Pro Football Focus, since they always want to analyze something, go back and look at it. I believe this is his most talented team Tom Brady's ever played on. Player for player, Skip, top to bottom. Offense, defense, offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, DBs. I believe this is the most talented team Tom Brady's been on. And so, therefore, it's not the most difficult. Now, had he taken, say, the 2018 team, Skip, through this path, okay, no question. But, Skip, when you look at the talent level, and that's why I'm like a 3-point favorite. I mean, when you look at it player for player, I believe the Bucks are more talented. Yeah, I get it. He went through Brees, Rodgers, Mahomes, but Skip, he brought a heavyweight, the contenders with him. I mean, he had a team with him, and I believe this is his most talented football team that Tom Brady's been associated with. So for me, no. I still believe because of what he did in his in 2001, Skip, because it was only his second, it was his first year starting. He started, week three, because I think Bledsoe got hurt week two. So he started week three. Considering it was his first start and doing what he did and doing, getting that because he beat the Raiders at home, then he goes on the road and beat a 13-3 Steelers team.
He made it about half of that game. Yeah, Bledsoe had to finish.
Right. And then doing what he did in that game, because this is not the Tom Brady that we see now, Skip. It was not even close to that. And I don't think anybody thought in that game, watching that game, that he was going to turn out to be what he became.
Nope.
So for me, Skip, I'm going to say no for the simple fact of what he brought along with him. The arsenal that he has at his disposal now is greater than he's had at any point in time, if you look at it offensively and defensively.
Mm. As usual, we see Tom Brady from a completely, utterly different perspective. I'm going to make the case this was the greatest run to a championship in sports history, given the degree of difficulty of taking over a team that went 7-9 a year ago. I give you the talent, but let's take apart the talent and see what happened this year.
Okay.
43 years old, 7-9 team. An organization known as the Succoneers because they had the worst winning percentage historically in all sports.
Right.
There's a pandemic. There's very little offseason, mostly virtual, mostly throwing to people in parks until the quarantine got you and the park ranger said, you can't do that in this park anymore. Zero preseason games. A schedule that threw you into the fire against your arch rival, a team that became your nemesis in New Orleans, in game one at New Orleans. That was unfair and a predictable outcome. That team beat you on a Sunday night midseason when you were 6-2. It beat you 38-3 on that same turf that we watched the Super Bowl on. 38-3 and just went up and down the field on that loaded defense. Mm-hmm. They should have scored their first six times, but to your point, Jared Cook fumbled at the 2-yard line as they were going in for a touchdown that would have made it six possessions and six scores. And then, obviously, on that same field, Patrick Mahomes threw for 359 yards in the first half, 203 to Tyreek in the first quarter, 203 receiving yards by one receiver in the first quarter. Well, it was just wrong, wrong, wrong. And I didn't think that defense was going to be talented enough to rise back up to a level to carry them through the playoffs.
No, you didn't think they would be able to play to their talent level.
Yes.
They were talented. They just weren't playing to that level.
They weren't playing to that level. Although the secondary was just so young because you're 22 and 23 at safety.
And 24-year-olds.
And 2 24-year-olds on the corners. And I think Pro Bowl player, unless Antoine Winfield rises into Pro Bowl status, he might.
They'll start getting some, concerning what they did in the Super Bowl, they'll start getting more looks now.
Okay. And yet, I think they need to go out and sign one of these Patrick Petersons or Richard Shermans or somebody to give them some veteran depth and savvy at corner that they can utilize. Okay. So they go against Taylor Heinicke in game number one on the road at Washington. And as you know, he just goes up and down the field on this same defense that's loaded. Mm-hmm. And it scared me because Brady had a huge game against the then number two ranked on just yards allowed, number two ranked Washington defense that you said had one, at least a top five pass rush that you thought would cause him some problems, and it did not. His offensive line had gelled and risen up to a level that it could compete and at least have a standoff against that pass rush and give him enough time to torch their secondary, which was torchable. Okay, so that's the number two defense. Then they go to New Orleans against the team that had beaten them 38-3. And this is Drew Brees. It could be a swan song, but he has had Tom Brady's number, obviously, in many games. For the most part, he had won most of their matchups.
Right.
And you do a number on them, and that was the defense. That was the first game the defense rose and shone, and you said, aha, that could work. And they forced four turnovers from Drew Brees, and yet that's the number four defense that Tom Brady is having to score against, and he scored. He closed the deal. He cashed.
I mean, but think about where he's getting the ball at.
Okay, but he cashed.
Yes.
He cashed when he had to cash. And then at Aaron Rodgers, at Lambeau, Frozen Tundra, that's the number nine-ranked defense. So that's two top five defenses and a top 10 defense that you have to face on the road against Aaron Rodgers, who talked the whole week about how he's in the biggest comfort zone he's ever been in. He feels healthier than he's ever felt, and he got his dream come true. Finally, a home Field NFC Championship game, and you know the rest of the story. Brady was magnificent in the first half, struggled a little bit in the third quarter because they lost both their safeties, and I thought Aaron Rodgers would just have his way.
How did that, let me ask you a question, Skip. How does losing a safety affect Brady's play?
Okay, because he knows he's going to have to win a shootout in the second half because he thought Aaron Rodgers would be able to throw a big old party on his defense.
No, he wouldn't.
You lost Antoine Winfield, and then you lost Whitehead early in the third. So for the whole second half, you're playing without your two starting safeties against Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau.
Yeah.
Should have been his game, and you know what happened. Aaron had a bad fourth quarter, and they lived to tell.
Skip, you keep saying the Buccaneers are the worst team. But, Skip, what were the Patriots before Brady? They were terrible franchise.
Well, but they had been to to two Super Bowls before
that. Tampa Bay had won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay had gone to the NFC Championship game. Yes, okay.
Did.
Look at what was Golden State Warrior before Steph. We're not talking about the 1960s when they had Will, and when they go back in the 70s and they won with Al Addles and Rick Barry.
Okay.
So they were terrible. There was a 20-plus year stretch where they were terrible. Okay. But they got a level of talent. See, you can't just keep saying, well, they had a history. Look at the Golden State Warriors are not the same Warriors because they got Steph, Clay, and Draymond, even though Clay is hurt. Once you get a level of talent, you looking at them and the totality says, well, they've been historically bad. Look at the level of talent. We're going to be interested to see how many Buccaneers, I don't know, maybe they do it during the season, but how many Buccaneers make the top 100?
Okay.
That's going to be very interesting to see.
Top 100 of
NFL players.
Off this team?
Yes.
Going into next year?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, guess how many Pro Bowlers they had? They had one as a backup. They had JPP as a backup. Nobody made it.
Right.
Brady didn't make it. Neither the wideouts who were Pro Bowlers.
Well, I'm disappointed that Devin White didn't make it. Devin White was a lock.
Okay.
But he's going to probably be a lock moving forward.
Okay. So they win against Aaron Rodgers because they had beaten him down so badly in the regular season. I think it gave them enough faith they could go in there and compete with him, and they did.
Right.
And then they go up against the baby goat, Patrick Mahomes, and a defense and a coordinator that has had Brady's number, certainly in the Eli Super Bowl, the first one.
Right.
Okay. So to overcome the number 2, 4, and 9th-ranked defenses and go Breeze, Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes is outrageously great, especially when you're 43 with the team that went 7-9 a year ago. In your first go-around with that team, you transform it into a Super Bowl champ.
But
it's impossibly great.
I give you a prime example. It's like Trent. Trent got to the Ravens. They were 8-8. They had the defense was intact. It was just getting the defense to play to the level consistently, game in and game out. Ray Lewis was there. Rod Woodson was there.
Okay.
All those guys were there. Now, okay, let's get a quarterback that understands that if he doesn't turn the ball over, you get a guy that can make a play here or there. They brought me on as a free agent. They drafted Jamal in the front. Well, I think Jamal was fifth. We run the football. Mm-hmm. We play for the big play, but we turn it over to our defense. What Tom says, well, man, if I can get to 14, they're not going to let you get in the end zone. So that's what they do in the red zone. They slam the door in Green Bay. Green Bay, we're not letting you in the end zone.
Okay.
What they do to Pat Mahomes? We let you get down here, but you're not getting up on the end zone.
Okay, but Tom Brady went 11-5 this year, good enough for a wild card.
Yes.
And many times that was in spite of the defense. It wasn't great all year long. There were many games when he just took the game over, like against the Chargers at home in an early game. They fell behind 24-7, and Herbert's just throwing rockets.
But what happened right before the half? The defense get a strip sack.
They did.
They force a fumble. Tom gets a touchdown. They come out the gate, boom, boom, and they win the ball game.
What happened in the second half? He threw for 250 yards.
Yes.
And here they came. Okay?
But
so he was the biggest reason they got to 11-5, not the defense.
But, Skip, I think the thing is that what we're overlooking is that the role that the defense played when they played these historical name quarterbacks, they were outstanding against Drew Brees. Now, Drew Brees wasn't what we'd like to see Drew play a little better, but he wasn't the same Drew Brees that we knew and loved. Aaron Rodgers was at Aaron Rodgers' best, but once he lost those tackles, Skip, and he caught a break.
Mm.
Both teams went out tackles.
One tackle and at.
Well, because now you got to take the right tackle, pull him at left. So now you got to upset your whole offensive line.
Mm.
Now Mahomes didn't really have a chance, but that's no excuse. Hey, you play who you play when you play them.
Mm.
But I just think, where do you rank this talent for the Bucs versus all the other talent from the Patriots team?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's up there?
Yeah, it wasn't seasoned talent, but on just raw talent?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you. It's probably the most talented team he's played on that hadn't proven itself and didn't have any idea, according to Bruce Arians, how to win football games a year ago.
Right, and Gronk said these guys were ready to win. You mentioned B.A. B.A. said, we were talented enough to win. We were wanted to win. We needed somebody to come in and show us how to win. Mm. That's all Tom needed to do. Give them the confidence. Hey, I'm here. Hell of it. Hold on. They look over that skip. He came to join us. Mm. We're pretty good because he ain't just going to go anywhere.
That's a fact.
So now, Skip, now all of a sudden my mindset changed. Man, that joker came here. Mm. We must be special. Mm. You know, good-looking girl start looking at your boy Shay. Mm. he must be thinking I look pretty good. Then. Okay. What? Let me perk up. Let me put my best on. And that's what you get. You get Devin White. You get Lavonte David. You get these guys playing like they're capable of playing game in and game out. You get JPP. JPP looked better now than he did with the Giants, Skip.
But that wasn't all year. It wasn't really until the game at New Orleans in the playoffs that they started to explode into
They showed you flashes against Green Bay. They showed you what they could be. Mm-hmm. So now, how do we get that to be consistent? And that's what I'm sure, Skip, when they started these playoff run, I'm sure Todd Bowles totally showed his defense. This is what we can be. This is how we should play. This is the mentality we need to have. You see how we getting after Aaron Rodgers? Mm. You see how we flying around to the football guys? This is how we go win a championship. Mm.
Okay, Pro Football Focus ranked Brady number 2 in grade in the regular season and number 1 in grade through the postseason. Well, don't underestimate that.
I mean, he won Super Bowl, so.
43 years
old. It just made it look easy, and that's what I keep going back to. No preseason, crazy season. Tom made it look easy.
No mercy.
For the second straight game, the Lakers took at least one overtime to close out their opponent. LeBron was able to finish with a triple-double, but has seen his minutes rising as of late. LeBron has played 38 or more minutes in 6 of his last 8 games and is currently 5th in the NBA in minutes played this season. So, Shannon, how concerned are you about this?
Skip, I would like to see him take some time off. They play OKC again Wednesday. I'd probably like to see him take that game off, but I don't think. I'm not holding my breath. Say, oh, man, LeBron's not going to be in the lineup. I just don't see it happening, Skip. Especially with AD was out, Caruso was out. You knew LeBron wasn't going to be out, said also. And like I said, Skip, Kuzma says they don't practice. So basically the game, they're using the game as their practice time, Skip. And to try to, like, when you build in Mark Gasol and you try to learn Wesley Matthews and Schroeder, you're trying to find a rhythm actually in the game as opposed to, because everything was so condensed. You went from winning a championship and then 71 days later, you're starting the season. Mm. So you didn't get an opportunity to build a regular offseason to get to know these guys and get the continuity that you would need. Skip, I would really like to see LeBron say, you know what? I done played 19-6? You know, I played 25 straight. Hey, Coach Vogue, give me the night off. Mm. I don't see that happening, Skip. I don't see it happening. He feels well. I would like to see them get a big lead, Skip, and hold it, and LeBron play like 28 minutes. Mm. But I'm not concerned. LeBron says he feels good. I saw him, he's hype, getting working out yesterday before the game. You saw him in the workout room, Skip, getting hype. Mm. You're right, we good. Don't you worry about it. You don't roll your eyes. You're going to roll your eyes right to an MVP and a finals MVP. 5. Mm. 5.
Don't tell me. Show me. Shannon.
Yes.
Your man, LeBron James, is on a dangerous pace right now in this shortened, escalated NBA season, in which games seem to come every night,
every other night.
Just game. He said on the shop ahead of the season, I will cherry pick games in the first month or two of the season, meaning I will pick a lot of games to take off. I will cherry pick that game, because you can't do this to me because we had the shortest offseason in the history of the National Basketball Association, which is true. Shannon, has he missed a single game yet?
No.
No.
No, 25 up, 25 down.
Would you believe that your man, LeBron James, is now 5th in the NBA in minutes played? He's 5th.
That's because he's played every single game, Skip. Okay. There's a lot of guys.
I'm not talking about average minutes. I'm talking about total minutes played. He is 5th. And number one is Julius Randle. Number two is R.J. Barrett. Number three is Fred VanVleet. Number four is Sabonis. Number five, at age 36 and in his 18th season, is LeBron James. What's his middle name? Ramon.
Right? Ramon.
Okay, LeBron Ramon James.
I got to
get that right. Senior. As number five, he's in his 18th year. If I add up all the years these four kids above him have played,
they had 18.
It's 19. So it's 19 yeah. for all of them to all told to right. 18 pace. I believe this. I've told you this. I first guessed this. He's not going to miss games because he can't. As long as he feels great, I'm sure he feels healthy, as you said. God bless. I'm going to knock on wood.
Yeah, I mean,
for him.
He's just 25, 7,
okay.
and 8.
All right.
That's all.
Okay. His only hope of making a GOAT case is to pile up longevity stats. It's crucial to him, especially there's one. It's the golden whatever chalice out there, yeah. right? It's the
38
it's the
plus
be all
point.
In the end all. It's Kareem's all-time points scored.
Right.
And how close is he? He's
3,500.
Yeah, he's 3,508 points short of Kareem. He can do it, but he needs to keep on keeping on. So he has a huge built-in advantage to me in this short and escalated season because a lot of players are saying, God, another game? And it's hard for them to get mentally up night after night.
Right.
LeBron has this built-in advantage. He's chasing Kareem. So he's actually going to get even more up for playing the Pistons or the Thunder because those are golden opportunities for him to say, I can get mine tonight because they're not very good. They can't guard me. Lou Dort can't guard me.
Well, nobody can really guard him.
Okay, well, that's fine. But, again, the big games take care of themselves. But he's hyped to play Detroit or Oklahoma City.
But, Skip, see, the thing that people praised Jordan for, that he could find meaning to get out there on a Monday night or a Wednesday night to play Charlotte or to play a team that didn't have superstars. Mm-hmm. The thing that you praise Jordan for, you criticize LeBron for.
Well, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying it's a built-in advantage because he's got a goal, golden goal
so
out
why,
there.
So why did Jordan get up to play these games on a Monday and a Wednesday on a meaningless game?
Because he was a crazed competitor.
Okay, so he just
wanted to annihilate anybody who dared to step on the court
hold
with
on.
Him.
Didn't Ty Lue tell you LeBron James and Michael Jordan are more alike than not? He
well,
told
I don't
you
know
that.
If he said that. He said they're a lot alike.
A lot alike.
Yeah.
A lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
You see what you just did? Now, Jordan, he just wanted to annihilate. LeBron James, he just want numbers. You see?
Ty Lue is the head coach of the team in the basement.
What
he's
got to do
be
with
very
us?
Careful about what he says.
He ain't
got to
be careful with nothing.
Yes,
he don't coach LeBron.
Yeah. Well, why, he did coach him.
Why I got to be careful?
Mm.
Because I feel I got a team that can take care of anything. So you say what you want to say.
Well, that team did not take care of anything last year in the bubble except themselves.
Skip, I just think the thing is they don't spend any time on the court in practice. All the coaches that they get is in the film room, mm-hmm. and they're trying to figure it out during the course of the game. Yes,
okay.
Skip, I would love to see him take off tomorrow
aren't
night.
Aren't you just a little nervous about this? You're daring that pull going again. You're daring
me.
It. I'm knocking on wood for him because I don't even like to bring it up, but it's just too much.
It's too many minutes. Hey, he say he like a truck on Red Bull.
Okay.
All night. It gives you wings.
He just played.
Yeah. You see how he fly through the air? I can't believe he in year 18. The dunks that he's be doing.
He needed wings in that jump ball with Baisley because
he
lost it badly.
The man gets a triple-double.
Mm-hmm.
He scores 7 points in the fourth quarter. He does what he does in overtime. And the one flaw you can find where he didn't win the jump ball.
Well, it was a huge one because it would have ended the game if you win it. Shea Gill just went the other way and got fouled by KCP and shot three free throws and tied the game.
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
I could have done without the extra 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could have done without the extra 10
minutes. Just for the record, so people don't lose sight of this, he just played 46 minutes against Detroit and 43 minutes against Oklahoma City, albeit two overtimes and one overtime.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
And you can tell me it's all about seeding. And you're right. There's something going on where he just wants to win basketball games.
Well, you're half game behind Utah. You're two games ahead of the Clippers. And so, like I said, they didn't get out to the start. They lost some games. They lost what? They lost about one to Philly on the road, mm-hmm. had a nice going, and then they get blown out by Detroit. But their home record, Skip, remember last year they started at home. after they lost opening night to the Clippers,
yep.
they had a hot streak at home.
Mm-hmm.
And they were 20-3 at this point in time last year. So they're a little behind this, little behind the eight ball. Mm-hmm. But what I can't understand, the thing that we commended Jordan, the thing that mm-hmm. we commended Kobe for, playing meaningless ball games on a Monday night that has nothing to do with nothing.
Mm.
They were fierce competitors.
Yep.
LeBron does the exact same thing. Mm. Oh, he just tried to pass that. He just tried to catch Kareem. You don't care nothing about it. Really?
Mm. Well, a 10-13 Oklahoma City team took him right to the wire.
Skip, do you remember that in that 72?
Jordan would have won that game by 40.
Actually, he didn't. Mm. They lost their 72-10 team. They lost to the worst team in the NBA. They lost to Charlotte. You remember that, Skip Bayless?
No, Bayless? I don't.
But I do.
What'd Mike have?
I do. It doesn't matter.
He had 50?
Don't have that matter. He lost. Don't matter. You see what you try to do, my man? You try to do everything you can. Now, see, I come out here, I give your guy credit. Your guy played, he did what he did.
Yep.
I don't try to find no way around this guilt.
It's too many minutes. And too soon.
We'll play the minute we need
you. You got to ration it out.
Endless supply.
You got to give up the Kareem chase.
No, yep. Skip, baby. Hey.
Endless if
we
supply.
If the man, Skip, we can feed 5,000 with a loaf of bread.
Okay.
And a couple of fish, Jenny. That's all what right. my man can do.
So now he's the Messiah.
I didn't say that. Well, I didn't say that, Skip. I'm just saying what we're capable of doing.
You hear
that's all I say.
New every single day.
No mercy.